Welcome to the Relevant Radio Fall Pledge Drive.
Join the family.
Join the family.
Hey, welcome to the Cale Clark Show. So glad that you're with me today on this Wednesday. I want to call it Taco Wednesday because I just had a taco for dinner. I know I'm a day late on that. Sorry, Patrick Madrid. I apologize, but we run on a different time clock in Canada here. We're a little bit behind. But you're right on time. If you want to get through on the studio line, lines are wide open right now. It's a great time to call. 1-888-914-9149 is the toll-free studio line for the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. 1-888-914-9149. Or you can tweet at me, at Cale Clark on Twitter. And you can also try the show account too, at Cale Clark Show. Please follow that account too. It's got lots of great news and updates on the show. And email. Don't forget about email. Cale@relevantradio.com is the address, and you can email your question or comment to the show. So how are you feeling? Did you get any sleep last night? I went to bed a little later than usual, but I didn't go too crazy with staying up watching the results. And I love doing that, by the way. It's so fun. I love watching the election results. And yes, and by the way, Canadians are super interested in this, probably far more so than we are in our own politics. We couldn't tell you what Prime Minister Trudeau was doing. I mean, he could have been making all kinds of backroom deals and no one would ever know because we've been transfixed on what's happening south of the border. It's such an important election, of course, not only for America, but for the whole world. Anyways, I didn't stay up too late because I knew that there is no way this is going to be sorted out before the end of last night. And it's still not, obviously. Which is kind of crazy. I tweeted about that earlier today, that it's amazing that in the first among first world nations, you know, the most technologically sophisticated country on earth, that, you know, votes can't get counted, you know, throughout the night. You got to take a break, you know, go to sleep for a while. I mean, there should be people working this around the clock, don't you think? There should be enough technical know-how to get these ballots counted. But anyways, who am I? But don't forget, there are all the overseas ballots coming in too, right? Military personnel serving overseas. Those ballots might still be on the way. So it might be a while. You're going to want to hunker down. And we're in for maybe a little bit of a rough ride here. But having said that, I don't know. Looking at the prognostications so far over the last couple of hours, it's looking more and more like Joe Biden might have enough electoral college votes to get it done. We shall see. We shall see. Of course, barring lawsuits and barring recounts of any kind. Hanging chads, perhaps. Remember that? Yeah, that was a lot of fun, too. Anyways, what did you do last night? Did you stress about this? We're going to be sharing with you, as we did last night, some tips on how to find peace in the midst of really any storm in life, thanks to Father Jacques Philippe and his incredible wisdom on this. We didn't get too far. There's so much to talk about last night that I had to carry it into today. So we'll be sharing with you a little bit more about that in the next few minutes. What do you do? What are some healthy options for you, some Catholic options for you in terms of dealing with your stress in a good way, dealing with anxiety, dealing with any kind of angst that you're feeling? 1-888-914-9149 is the toll-free studio line for the Cale Clark Show. Hope that you'll call in. Patrick Madrid, on his show this morning, I was listening to it, talked about one of the top Google searches last night was, where is the nearest liquor store? You know, and I got to confess, it was kind of funny for me to hear that because I actually did go to the local liquor store, if you will. I didn't overindulge because drunkenness is a sin and Catholics need to remember that. Drunkenness is a sin. It's a mortal sin, but there's nothing wrong if you're of age in having an adult beverage in a responsible way. So I just decided to pick something up and Trish and I kind of kicked back and watch the results roll in. But a lot of people obviously are turning to substances to deal with their stress about these times, these crazy times that we're living in, as if COVID wasn't stressful enough. Now, of course, there's possibly a contested election taking place at the national level. A lot of people are worried about the future, but you don't need to. You don't need to. And you shouldn't. You really shouldn't. Because as one wise older man told me a long time ago, and I mentioned this on the show yesterday, that I am prone to worry. I am prone to getting stressed out and dealing with a lot of anxiety. I don't know if I need professional help. I guess we all need professional help at some level. But But an older man in the faith took me aside once, knowing that I kind of struggle with this. He said, you know what? Worry is really a sin. And I never really heard anybody say it that way. Worry is a sin. I said, really? Yeah, it's a sin because you're basically not trusting God. Now, some worry we can't help, right? But if we realize that God is on the throne and he is sovereign and he has not lost control of the situation, we can have peace. We can have peace. And in our sister program, The Faith Explained, we're going through the book of Revelation. And Revelation was written to, in many ways, a suffering church, a persecuted church politically, where there is constant pressure to worship the Roman emperor as a living God. And Christians, of course, would not do that. There was all kinds of paganism around them that they would not participate in. A lot of sexual immorality in the culture. A lot of similarities to our own times. Human life was cheap. Abortion was rampant. People would just leave their infants to die on the side of the road of exposure. That was how they did it back then. It wasn't in some sort of a medical room locked away from prying eyes. It was out in the open. Complete disregard for human life. Think about the gladiator fights and you know, Christians thrown to the wild beasts as part of the spectacle. This is what they were dealing with on a regular basis. And John gives them this vision of Christ enthroned, the ruler of the kings of the earth. No matter who wins this election, understand this. Christ is still the ruler of the kings of the earth, as it says in Revelation chapter 1. He has not let the situation get out of control. And so these trials are really an opportunity for us to trust more and to worry less. And that is a challenge, but tonight we're going to give you some practical ways how you can do that, some really actionable steps that you can take as you are trying to make those changes in your life. And we're going to go to the phones right now because we've got a lot of calls already coming through, and this is great. So please call in 1-888-914-9149. And I have a call from someone I think I know. I think it actually might be my wife. It's Patricia Clark who is calling on line 2. Hello. Am I correct? Is this the Patricia Clark?
Hey, Daddy. I love you so.
Oh, it's actually Michaela. Well, thank you, Michaela. Thank you. I really appreciate that. Thank you for calling in. That's so encouraging to hear your voice. I love you, too.
Say goodbye.
Bye-bye, Daddy.
Bye, Michaela. Bye, Michaela. Thanks for calling. Love you. Well, obviously, Michaela's not old enough to have her own phone yet, so she borrowed Mom's. And, of course, because of the pledge drive, you don't hear her lovely voice at the end of the show saying, thank you for listening to my daddy. So, hey, got a little treat there. So I thought it was something urgent, so I thought I'd better take that call. I wasn't sure what my wife would. When my wife calls me at work, there's usually a huge problem. So apologies for that. But we are going to go to Megan. Megan is calling from Phoenix right now. And, Megan, you are live on the Cale Clark Show. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Cale? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, perfectly.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah, what's on your mind, Megan?
I was calling in response to your question where you were asking, how are we going to handle the coming weeks, and especially once an answer comes with the election. And I had been praying about this with my husband and have decided that if Joe Biden wins the election, which, as you said, it's looking more and more like that could be the case, that I'm actually going to start praying a rosary every day for Biden, but the joyful mysteries. And I know that might sound a little strange when there are other options, but I think that when you look at the joyful mysteries, like in every case, Mary could have resorted to despair and tragedy, but she chose joy and she chose selflessness. And I think our culture and where it is would look at the mysteries and think, oh, why would this young woman allow her body to be used in such a way? Or why would she go and serve others when she needs to take care of herself? But meditating on those mysteries during a time of 4 years where we're going to see a lot of battle, I think that it's a good reminder for us to choose joy as Our Lady did. So that's what I'm hoping for. And if Trump wins, I will pray the luminous mysteries every day for him.
Wow, that's a great thing to do, Megan. Really, thank you for that phone call. That's a great call. Megan calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Of course, Arizona, one of those contested states right now. that, you know, who knows? I mean, it seems to be going Biden's way right now, but there's still a lot of votes to be counted. We'll see what happens later on. But thank you for calling, Megan. And yeah, she's choosing joy. As the book of Nehemiah says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. It's a great battle. It's a great battle because the enemy loves it when we're sad. He absolutely does. Sadness, not only does it not draw people to the Lord, sometimes you see, you know, I hate to put it this way, but there are a lot of people who come to daily mass and they just look miserable and they want you to know how much they're suffering. Okay. And maybe they are. And, you know, we pray for them, but that attitude is not going to attract people. And joy does, because people need joy and they're looking for happiness, and it makes them very curious. It really whets their appetite when they find someone who's genuinely happy, despite circumstances that may not be in their favor. So that's a great evangelistic draw, number one. But number two, when people are sad, they tend to look for compensations. And this is where the enemy can really get a hold of us, and we can fall into his trap. They look for things to make them happier. And sometimes those things are not beneficial or constructive in any way. So we'll talk much more about this after this really, really quick message from Father Rocky. So listen to what he has to say here. It's very, very cool.
Hey, everybody. It's Father Rocky. Here at Relevant Radio, we have a special devotion to St. Joseph. 10 years ago, Relevant Radio was really in tough financial shape. And talking with our local bishop, Bishop Ricken, about our financial situation, he said, "Oh, well, you need a miracle." "Yeah, I know," I said. And he said, "Well, you need to go to Joe." And we did. We made our first of what would become a yearly pilgrimage to the Oratory of St. Joseph in Montreal. And ever since then, things have been going just fine. Do you have a special devotion to St. Joseph? If not, maybe you should. We have two special gifts for you today only at the dollar a day giving level: the St. Joseph prayer book and a beautiful gold St. Joseph medallion from the Oratory of St. Joseph. The book is loaded with over 50 prayers, litanies, and novenas, and the gold medallion was placed on the base of the cross of Jesus in the crypt and on the table of the area of St. Brother Andre. Call now or go online and give a dollar a day for these two very special gifts. 877-291-0123.
All right, you heard it from Father Rocky there. That phone number you can call and make your pledge, 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. You can also pledge at relevantradio.com or through the Relevant Radio app. And if you make that dollar a day pledge, we'd love to send you this very special St. Joseph medallion that's there from the from the Oratory of St. Joseph in Montreal. And this is the only hour of the Cale Clark Show. We're going to be talking about this all week long. This won't be available tomorrow or Friday, and we haven't offered it before, so we're very, very pleased to be able to offer it to you. But don't wait. Don't think, well, I'll get around to it tomorrow or the next day, because it won't be available. And we also have a limited supply. In fact, we've already seen almost 1,000 of these that have been claimed so far today. So again, if you make that pledge of a dollar a day, we'd love to send this as our thank you gift to you. 877-291-0123. And Cale, as a fellow Canadian there, St. Andre Bessette. Now, have you been over to the Oratory?
I have. And, you know, hearing about Father Rocky make that pilgrimage, and many people, of course, from Relevant Radio have done the same. I was just listening to the Drew Mariani show, and he did such a great job explaining the life of Brother Andre. I was like, I wanted to talk about that. But, you know, he's already covered that in great detail. And he did a super job, as I said, with that. He's been there too. And so have I. In fact, we made a pilgrimage there. My wife, myself, my in-laws, we went there. And it's about a five-hour drive from where I live. And we actually went there because we were trying to conceive a child. We were asking for the intercession of Brother Andre, St. Joseph. And we made this pilgrimage. And it was a very delayed answer to prayer, but we got it. After 10 years, Michaela was born. And so St. Joseph's Oratory will always hold a very, very special place in our hearts. And St. Joseph, of course, never fails when it comes to prayer. We're going to tell you a lot more about some great ways that we can trust St. Joseph later in the program. But you're going to want to call this number right now. You have to get this medallion. I mean, it's beautiful. It's an absolutely gorgeous sacramental. And as Josh just said, we're running out. So call 1-877-291-0123. It can be yours for just a dollar a day for the year. And the prayer book is thrown into with lots of great resources there.
877-291-0123, relevantradio.com, or a pledge through the Relevant Radio app. Again, these medallions, and I should give a little bit of a description. If you go to the website or if you go on to the app, you'll be able to see an image of them. But on one side, it has an image of St. Joseph holding the child Jesus. On the other side, it has the oratory there, and it's a golden coin. It really is beautiful, probably about the size of maybe about a 50-cent piece. If you remember the old JFK 50-cent pieces people used to carry around. 877-291-0123. Join the family and make your pledge right now. Thank you so much for being generous.
Explaining the faith so you can explain it to others. It's the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Hey, welcome back to the show. So glad you're with me. And as I promised, I wanted to share some more lessons that I learned from the man who I think is the greatest living spiritual writer, Father Jacques Philippe, who's written so many great little digestible books on the spiritual life. He wrote one called Searching For and Maintaining Peace that I found a few years ago. And man, what a help it was to me both then and now. And yesterday I mentioned that one of the things he says in his book is that the reasons why we lose our peace are always bad reasons, always bad reasons. And here's a thought that we have to keep in our mind. And again, he says a lot of why we lose our peace is sometimes it's because of actual, you know, events that are happening to us physically or whatever the case may be. But very often the battle is on the level of the thought life. And if we can somehow replace our bad thoughts, our negative thoughts, the kind of soundtrack that's going through our brain all the time with a good one, with a positive soundtrack, an uplifting soundtrack, we're going to do much better. And there really, there's not too much better that we can meditate on than the words of Christ himself. And here's what Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my own peace I give to you, a peace the world cannot give. This is my gift to you. Let not your hearts be troubled or afraid. So let those words really sink into your ears. Peace I leave with you, my own peace I give to you, a peace the world cannot give. This is my gift to you. Let not your hearts be troubled or afraid. And that's John 14, 27. So as Father Philippe says, you know, if we do seek peace in accordance with the way the world gives peace, we can be really sure that it's going to be a shaky peace. If we have it, it's probably not going to last long, right? You know, if everything is going well, our bank account is topped up, we're not experiencing any annoyances, our desires are completely satisfied, we're getting along well with our neighbors and our in-laws and everybody. Listen, those situations are very, very transitory, right? Your health, that can fail at a moment's notice. I mean, there's so many things that can go on. And so our peace has to be on another level. So when Jesus says he gives us his peace, he gives us his peace, we have to understand, as Father Jacques Philippe says, that these words are divine words. And these are words that have the same creative force as the words that brought the sky and the earth from the void. They carry the same weight as the words that quieted the storm. Remember? Peace, be still. The words that healed the sick and brought the dead back to life. Remember, you know, when Jesus called Lazarus, come forth. You know, the dead man came back to life and he came out of his tomb. So this is what theologians call, by the way, the technical name for it is speech act theory. When God speaks, something happens. You know, these are not empty words. You know, let there be light. You better believe there was light. So when he says, I'm giving you my peace, that is real. You've got it. It's there. Now, the question is, are you tapping into it? Because, you know, he's going to leave us free. We don't necessarily, you know, there may be several reasons why we choose not to tap into that or don't know how to do that. But a lot of times it's like G.I. Joe, right? Knowing is half the battle. Knowing that it's there for you, that he's there for you is really, really important. So, and by the way, Jesus is a realist. He's the ultimate realist. He knows that there are serious, serious issues going on in the world and in your life as well. In John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus says, I have told you these things so that you will have peace in me. In the world, you will have trouble. You will have trouble, okay? He's talking to his apostles, and obviously, they were all martyred except for John himself, who was certainly persecuted in his own right. We've been talking about that, discussing the book of Revelation. He was exiled on the island of Patmos for his faith. Very, very small island, about 50 meters wide. On the Faith Explained show, which is our sister program, airs at 12:30 Central on Relevant Radio every day after the Mass. So tune in for that. And John was the only apostle that wasn't martyred. So Jesus is a realist. In this world, you will have trouble, but take courage. I have overcome the world. I have conquered the world. And you can share in my victory when you share in my peace. That's what he says to us. You know, St. Paul puts it very well in his letter to the Romans when he says, with God on our side, who can be against us? Who could ever separate us from the love of Christ? If God is with us, who can be against us? And so, you know, everybody, here's the thing. Everybody has issues in life. Everybody has troubles in life. Everybody, you know, has stressors and anxiety and situations that threaten to steal one's peace. And C.S. Lewis, you know, we all have crosses in life. C.S. Lewis, the great Christian writer, convert to Christianity, he didn't become Catholic, but he held a lot of Catholic beliefs, really. Lots of reasons why he didn't become Catholic in the end, but we all know his writings and how influential he was. One of the things that C.S. Lewis said was that, you know, every single one of us has to carry a cross in life, but Christians are the only ones who know what to do with it. We're the only ones who know what to do with it. So how can we have peace in the midst of the cross, in the midst of the anxieties of life, in the midst of all of our troubles? It is possible. It is possible because it's not a peace from this world or of this world. It doesn't depend on what's happening. It's supernatural. It's not natural. If it was natural, anybody could get it, but it's supernatural. And so we need to get this from a supernatural source, and that is Christ himself. So Jacques Philippe says that a precondition for getting this peace, a precondition for putting it into action, is something he calls goodwill. Remember what it says, of course, you know, we read these words a lot at Christmas when we talk about the message of the angels to the shepherds in the field. Peace on earth to people of what? Goodwill. Goodwill. So goodwill seems to be a precondition for getting God's peace. What is this goodwill? What is it? What is God demanding of us? That what kind of goodwill do we have to get his peace? Well, the first thing that we have to do is we have to be willing to do God's will. We have to have a goodwill towards God. Not only a goodwill towards our fellow human beings, but a goodwill towards God himself. Because people who oppose God, who more or less consciously run away from him, or how about this? People who flee from some of his personal calls. And Jacques Philippe talks about this in his book. Like, for example, if you are being called to a certain vocation by the Lord, if he's put his finger on you and saying, I'm calling you to this, and it could be marriage to a particular individual, it could be a vocation to the priesthood or religious life, a vocation to, there are many vocations in the church, the vocation to Opus Dei, the vocation to, there's so many calls in life. And if you know this and you're running from it, you really can't be at peace, because we have to want to do God's will. And if that's his will for us, that's where we're going to find peace. So we've got a lot to talk about in this respect. Well, much, much more coming up on the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. 1-888-914-9149 is the studio number to call. Be right back.
Halfway through this hour of the Cale Clark Show, I'm Josh Raymond along with Cale, and asking you to help support Relevant Radio, especially if you can come in at that dollar a day level, $365 for the year. That's a great level to come in at, especially because we have something that's actually come from up north by you there, Cale.
Absolutely. It is a beautiful sacramental. It's a St. Joseph medallion from St. Joseph's Oratory Basilica in Montreal, which is an absolutely massive church. It is a pure work of faith. And as Drew Mariani talked about on his show just before we came on the air, Brother Andre Bessette, who was essentially illiterate, but he was a man that God used just a pencil in his hand to write wonderful stories of faith. Brother Andre went up Mount Royal in Montreal, and he buried several St. Joseph medallions all over that site. And the owner of the land just didn't want to sell it to his religious order. But eventually, his mind was changed, and it was through the intercession of St. Joseph. And this massive basilica has been built. And in fact, it's so big, Josh, that St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City can fit inside of it. Notre Dame in Paris can fit inside of it.
Is that right? Wow.
The U.S. Capitol building could fit inside of it. It is just a massive structure. I don't know if you've been there, but it is something else.
No, I haven't had an opportunity to be there, but no, that's fascinating. I actually have been to Notre Dame Cathedral, and I've been to the U.S. Capitol and been inside, but I have not been to St. Patrick's in New York, nor to St. Joseph's Oratory, but that's fascinating. But go ahead. Yeah. I'm interested to hear more.
Well, absolutely, and I think really one of the most touching. Well, we could talk a little bit more about this later. The church suffered a fire some decades ago, and it was kind of rebuilt. And let's just say they took a little bit of a modern architectural turn with it. When you go there, you might say, I'm not necessarily sure I love this, but one thing we can love is when you go downstairs, you go to that beautiful Undercroft Chapel. There are all these crutches that were left by people who got physical healings through the intercession of St. Joseph, through the intercession of Brother Andre. And that's why we really want you to have this. This is a very, very special medallion. It's a very special sacramental. So call right now, 1-877-291-0123, 0123. There are only a few left, plus you get the St. Joseph Prayer Book, or go to relevantradio.com or the app.
And please do make that pledge of a dollar a day. We'd love to send this as our thank you gift to you. 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com or through the Relevant Radio app. And I love the story of the crutches that are left behind. I want to hear more about that, Cale. But again, we'd love to send this as our way of saying thank you for your pledge of $365, just a dollar a day. RelevantRadio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123.
The Relevant Radio Fall Pledge Drive continues. Join the family now.
Hey, welcome back to the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. 1-888-914-9149 is the number to call. You can also tweet at me at Cale Clark, C-A-L-E, Clark with an E. I want to tell you also tomorrow on Thursday, November the 5th, I'm going to be joined by a very, very special guest, Stephanie Gray Connors, who is really the person behind the website Love Unleashes Life. And she's a great pro-life speaker and activist. I've seen her in action myself live. She is just fantastic at debating the pro-life cause. And she'll help us to figure out how we can do this with our family and friends in what are sure to be challenging days and weeks ahead for the United States and really all around the world. We're talking about promoting the cause of life. Here in Canada, they're calling it by another name, but it's really euthanasia. It's assisted suicide. They're calling it MAID or MAID, Medical Assistance in Dying. And they're just opening up the floodgates. And if what politicians want to happen does happen, we're going to have the most liberal, the most wide open euthanasia situation in the entire world with absolutely no restrictions. Just as right now we have zero restrictions on abortion as well. So how do we deal with this? Obviously, it's a big issue north and south of the border and all around the world. Stephanie Gray Connors will join us to talk about being persuasively and winsomely pro-life and really change hearts as well as minds. So don't miss that. So again, those phone lines are open now. I've got a couple lines open, 1-888-914-9149 if you want to get through. We are going to go to the phones right now. Marianne is calling from Round Rock, Texas. Marianne, welcome to the show. How are you?
Okay, kind of.
Okay.
Again, I told your screener I feel like a complete, faithless heathen for saying this, but I just wanted to know what is... in your opinion, what is the most Christian-friendly country? Because I would like to think about making long-term plans to move there because I don't want to live in a socialist country.
Okay, well, Marianne, thank you for that call. Really appreciate that call. And it's hard to answer that question, number one. First of all, we'll deal with this issue of whether or not you should move in just a moment. But But what is the most Christian country on earth? It's only God really knows that. We've been talking about St. Joseph's Oratory, St. Joseph's Basilica, which is located in Montreal in Quebec. And if you know anything about the province of Quebec, historians say that in the 1950s in Quebec, they actually said it was the most Christian place on the face of the earth. Now, why would they say that? Why did they say that? Because the church was omnipresent. It seemed that almost everyone was Catholic in Quebec, and everybody went to Mass on Sunday. The church was, people prayed in schools. I mean, it was just all over the place. Crucifixes everywhere, in parliamentary buildings and political offices. It was just, the church was everywhere. And yet, within one generation, the whole thing fell apart practically. Yes, there are still believers there, but if you want to think about, secular parts of the world, Europe is extremely secular, where, churches are empty for the most part. The faith is just a shadow of what it once was. And I feel like Quebec, is just one step behind that in terms of secularism. It is so secular. How could the faith fall apart in one generation? A lot of people think it's because it was only apparently Christian. It seemed Christian. It seemed Catholic on the outside. However, at its core, it really wasn't. It was only a veneer. And so it's got to go more than surface deep. It's got to penetrate to the heart. And, in terms of no matter who wins, is trying to flee to another country, a great idea. I hear a lot about Americans wanting to move to Canada. Trust me, we have our own problems here. Okay. But stay there. And I'll tell you why, because the book of Jeremiah says this. And this is the situation, of course, where the Israelites are in exile. They're in exile away from the Holy Land, away from their homes, away from where they think God wants them to be. But is it impossible for them to live a life of faith? No. Jeremiah says this, "Seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile." And this is the Lord speaking, of course. "Seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare, you will find your welfare." So hear those words. This is God saying to the exiles, "Seek the welfare of the place where I have sent you. Pray to the Lord for it. In its welfare, you will find your welfare." If Christians abandon the places where they have been providentially put by God, what's going to happen? You've got to be salt and light. There can be no impact without contact, right? It's like McDonald's French fries, and I love them a little bit too much. Without the salt, they don't taste as good. And we are that salt, and we've got to come into contact with our non-Christian friends, neighbors, no matter how they have voted in this election, and really seek the welfare of the city. You've got to be involved. That's why it's important to vote. And I hope that you did, because we have to make our voice heard. And we are that leaven in the culture. So I don't think the answer is to try to seek somewhere else to go, Marianne. I just want to encourage you to look at it a different way. Maybe God wants you to be there because there are people there that only you can reach, in your neighborhood, on your street, in your family. And I hope that gives you some encouragement going forward. Marianne was calling from Round Rock, Texas. Thank you so much for that call. Really appreciate that. You're listening to The Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. We've been talking about how to find peace in the midst of anxiety. And of course, a lot of you are anxious and restless because of the election, because of what's going on in a deeply divided America. Let's face it. One thing this election has revealed is that, things are no less divided. Maybe they're even more entrenched in terms of where people are at than they were in 2016. But if we want to find God's peace in the situation, to bring it back to an individual point of view here, as Father Philippe talks about in his book, we've got to have goodwill towards God. We've got to be open to doing God's will. And that's not just his general will, following the commandments. Yes, 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 that's his general will for all people. But he's got a specific will for each person. And if you're running from a vocation, if you're running from something that you know God wants you to do, you're never going to have peace. And so, but when you're seeking to love God, when you want to serve God, when you want to do his will, that's great. God is very happy with that. But here's what the devil does in that case. The usual strategy of the devil there is to try to get you to lose your peace of heart. When you're trying to do God's will, he wants to bring a lot of anxiety into your life. But God rushes to you to give you his peace. Now, this is a bit of a paradox, but this is completely turned on its head. It's completely flipped around if you don't want to do God's will. And this is where a lot of our neighbors are, our friends who aren't necessarily following God. If you live in indifference to God's commandments, if you are in fact living in an objectively evil situation, if you're in a sinful relationship, or if you're in a situation where you're apart from a state of grace, if your heart is far from God, guess what? The devil doesn't want to upset that apple cart. He wants to leave you where you are. He, in fact, wants you to be very tranquilized, if you will. He wants to give you a false sense of peace. And this is not the supernatural peace. This is a worldly peace, okay, where everything's going okay. I have no major issues. A false sense of quietude, as Father Philippe puts it, right? So the devil wants you to sort of be lulled to sleep spiritually. And he wants you to kind of, you know, think everything's okay. But God, on the other hand, is going to want to, you know, mess up your false sense of peace and will actually give you sometimes a lot of disquietude and a lot of trouble in your conscience. He's trying to get your attention. And sometimes he'll use a lot of megaphones to do that. The megaphone of pain, the megaphone, even he might even allow a misfortune to happen to you for a greater good, to get your attention. I'm not saying God wants bad things to happen to you, far from it. He wants your blessedness and happiness. But if your will is not to do the will of God, you're never going to have real peace. You're never going to have that supernatural peace. This is what St. Augustine said. You've made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you. So this is very, very important for us to know. We've got to have goodwill towards God. And if we give our will to God, if we give ourselves to God in our will, say, Lord, here I am. I'm here to do your will. We've given him everything. If we've given him our will, we've given him everything. And then we will find his peace. We'll be right back on The Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. Stick with us.
Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
You've been instrumental with bringing me back to the church. So I just want to thank you, and you've also brought my family back, so thank you so much. Oh, Relevant Radio has been amazing. It's such a blessing. I'm actually enrolled in your apologetics classes. Excited that you're officially my professor.
That's fantastic.
I'm looking forward to that. Thank you, Patrick. Appreciate you. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
Call and donate now.
When you call, ask about making a recurring gift.
Recurring gift partners provide a stable, continuous source of income for Relevant Radio, helping to reduce both expenses and dependency on pledge drives. Join our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society today at relevantradio.com or call 1-877-291-0123. 1-877-291-0123.
I love those miracle moments. Love listening to how Relevant Radio is impacting lives around the country, around the world, as people are hearing things that make them want to grow deeper in their relationship with Christ, want to learn more about what our church teaches, why our church teaches what it teaches. And boy, there's a couple of great shows that I remember hearing. One is The Faith Explained. Okay. And the other is The Cale Clark Show, and they seem to try and really give a lot of background on what we believe and why we believe that. I'm Josh Raymond along with Cale Clark here, and we're asking for you to support Relevant Radio with your donation today, especially if you can come in at that dollar a day level. We've been talking about that all hour long, and this is the only hour you'll hear us talk about it. In fact, Cale, this is the last 16 and a half minutes of the show.
Wow.
And yeah, then we're not going to be able to offer these very special St. Joseph medallions that we've been talking about here. They come from St. Joseph's Oratory up in Montreal, mm-hmm. a place of all kinds of miracles. I couldn't believe how many miracles St. Andre Bessette has been associated with just by turning to St. Joseph.
Yeah, he's really been called the Padre Pio of Canada, as Drew said earlier. And, you know, so many saints, you know, attribute so much to St. Joseph. And St. Teresa of Avila, you know, whose feast day happened recently, she was once miraculously cured because of St. Joseph. She was living in a convent in Avila and was struck with a disease that left her half dead. She was paralyzed. They actually thought she was dead at one point. And she prayed and prayed and asked St. Joseph for his intercession. Her paralysis was cured. She was able to walk again. And she was so strong on St. Joseph. Here's something that she said about devotion to this great saint. She said, "I took for my advocate and Lord the glorious St. Joseph, and I found that my father and Lord," and this is a common way of referring to St. Joseph, "my father and Lord delivered me both from this trouble and also from all other, even greater troubles, and he gave me greater blessings than I could ever have asked of him. I don't remember even now that I've ever asked anything of St. Joseph, which he has failed to grant. I'm astonished at the great favors that God has bestowed on me through this blessed saint and the perils from which he has freed me, both in body and in soul." And here's the kicker. "To other saints, the Lord seems to have given grace to succor us in some of our necessities, but of this glorious saint, my experience is that he succors us in them all. And just as the Lord himself was subject to him on earth, being his guardian, being called his father, he could command him. Even in heaven, he still does all that St. Joseph asks." So I encourage you to call right now, 1-877-291-0123, and make your donation of $365 or more, just a dollar a day. It's less than a cup of coffee, certainly at Starbucks, or as we call it, $4, just a dollar a day for the year. We'll give you the St. Joseph prayer book, which is so beautiful, filled with so many ways to gain in your devotion to this great saint, and of course, the beautiful sacramental medallion from the Oratory in Montreal. Call now.
Now, these medallions, they've actually been laid there before the tomb of St. André Bessette. And again, as we were saying, he's been associated with thousands and thousands of miracles of healing and just by turning to St. Joseph. And so these St. Joseph medallions, they've been laid there in front of his tomb, and they have that special connection with both St. Joseph and St. André. And we want to be able to send this to you as our way of saying thank you for supporting Relevant Radio. And that's such a wonderful level to come in at. It's such a crucial level that supports Relevant Radio, a dollar a day, 877-291-0123. Make your pledge online at relevantradio.com or through the Relevant Radio app. You'll be making such a big difference in helping others hear about Christ when you join the family.
Helping you keep your mind off traffic and on the more important things in life. It's Cale Clark on Relevant Radio.
Well, I hope this show has been a support to you in your spiritual life, has helped you learn and grow in your faith. And if so, join the family and make a donation, 1-877-291-0123, and help us continue our work on Relevant Radio. We've been talking about how to deal with a restlessness, anxiety, a stress that we have in our lives, and how we can find God's peace in the midst of that. And Father Jacques Philippe, in his wonderful book, Searching for and Maintaining Peace, talks about some of the more common things that cause us to lose peace and how we really should react. And it's not often how we do react, but how should we react? And the most common reason, he says, that we can lose our sense of peace is because of fear. And that fear is a result of certain situations which touch us personally, like maybe an election, in which we feel threatened. Maybe we have some apprehension in the face of a difficulty that we're dealing with, or we know that something's coming down the road, and we're fearful of that. We're afraid about having to lack something that we think is important, or not succeeding in a project or in our work. And there's so many examples that we can use: our health, our family life, professional life, even the spiritual life. And in every case, he says, it concerns an extremely variable good, right? Like, for example, our financial health. You know, there can be a lot of ups and downs. Our health, you know, it's very fragile. They're very variable, these things. And what about moral issues, you know? So many people, their self-worth and their personal peace depends on the love of another person. And obviously, if it's a very close relationship, it makes sense, right? But that can be taken away from us. And we can become very, very restless. So what can we do? We certainly can't use merely human machinations or strategies to get the peace that we need. As Jesus says in Matthew 6:27, you know, in the Sermon on the Mount, Who of you can add any time to your life by worrying? We can't. We can't add any moments to our span of life. God's in control of that. We've been studying the book of Revelation on the Faith Explained show, and one of the things Jesus says in that book is, I hold the keys of death and of the underworld. I've got it all, you know, in my hands. Really, you know, we're going to go when Jesus says it's our time to go, and there's not much we can do about that. So he says also, you can't, you know, get taller by worrying about it. You can't add a cubit to your height. If I could, I'd be in the NBA by now, but I can't. So why worry about the rest? Why worry about the rest? Jesus says, this is why I'm telling you not to worry about your life, what you are to eat, nor about your body or how you're to clothe it. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing, isn't it? Look at the birds of the sky. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they are? But which of you can add any time to your life by worrying? And why do you worry about clothing? Look at how the lilies of the field grow. They neither work nor spin, yet I assure you that not even Solomon in all his glory was robed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not clothe you much better, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? It is the Gentiles who set their hearts on all these things. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them. So God knows that we need all these things. And God doesn't forbid us to do what we need to do, to earn our food, to clothe ourselves, to provide for our family, our dependents. But what he does want to do, we're going to have to work for this, okay? We're going to have to make some effort. But what he wants to deliver us from is the worry that goes along with all these things and causes us to lose our peace. That's the real issue here. And here's the great drama. This is what Jacques Philippe says. The great drama of our lives is this. We don't have confidence in God. We don't. And that's why we look in every possible place other than God to try to figure out a way out of these jams, you know, and we're terribly unhappy in the process. Rather than simply abandoning ourselves into the tender and loving hands of the Heavenly Father. So this is what we need to do. And by the way, this temptation not to trust God is the original sin. That is the original sin. It's the great temptation of the accuser, right? This is what Satan tried to do to our first parents in the Garden of Eden. You know, why would God want to keep this from you? Why did God say, don't eat this fruit? You know, he's not really looking out for you. He's trying to hide something from you. He doesn't have your best interests at heart. So really, this is a temptation not to trust God. This is what it was all about, a lack of trust in the fatherhood of God. And this is where the Divine Mercy Chaplet is so important. You know, Jesus, I trust in you. We've got to recover that trust. Such a great prayer. And you can pray that if you're feeling anxious or upset about what's going on in the culture right now. Just pray that prayer. Jesus, I trust in you. Just keep praying that prayer. And trust in the fatherhood of God. It's a difficult journey, and it's, you know, it's really returning to confidence in the Father. That's hard to do sometimes, especially when we've been putting our trust everywhere else. But the measure of divine providence acting on us is the degree of confidence that we have in it. That's what St. Francis de Sales said. The measure of divine providence acting on us is the degree of confidence that we have in it. It's like opening a parachute. You don't know if it's going to hold you when you jump, unless you're willing to pull that ripcord, okay? You've got to take that step of faith. That's the paradox, right? You've got to jump, but if you don't jump, you'll never know that the parachute can, in fact, hold you. So if you're thinking, I really haven't experienced God's providence and care and peace in my life, maybe it's because you've never actually tried to trust him with your life. You've never taken that step of faith. You've never given God the chance to intervene. You've tried to control things yourself. Well, now's the time to make a change. And you can do that. And I encourage you to do that. So please go order that book. It's such a great book. It really helped me a lot. Searching for and Maintaining Peace by Father Jacques Philippe. So yeah, got a lot of great wisdom in there. And I encourage you to keep trusting God. Pray. The more time we spend in prayer and the more often we go to the sacrament of confession and the Eucharist, the less time we're going to spend chewing our fingernails. That is absolutely the case. So Wow, what a great show we've had so far on The Cale Clark Show. It's not over yet. Josh Raymond is going to join me in just a moment, and we're going to have a fun conversation, so you're going to want to stick around. You're going to want to stick around. It's The Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio.
Down to 5 minutes here in this hour on The Cale Clark Show. I am Josh Raymond along with Cale, and we're asking you to join the family. Help support Relevant Radio with your donation, especially if you can make that pledge of $1 a day. And we've heard from, Cale, looks like 70 or 80 people who have stepped forward this hour.
Wow.
And have
That's
said,
incredible.
Yeah,
thank you guys.
We want to support The Cale Clark Show. We want to support Relevant Radio and want to come in at that $365 level, because we're offering that St. Joseph medallion from St. Joseph's Oratory out in Montreal. And if you can make that pledge of $1 a day, $365, we'll send that as our way of saying thank you for making that very significant, very important pledge. 877-291-0123. That's the number to call. 877-291-0123. If you pledge online at relevantradio.com or through the Relevant Radio app and make that dollar a day pledge, we'll also send that to you as well. And these medallions have been laid there before the tomb of St. Andre Bassett, who's been credited with thousands upon thousands of miracles of healing just by turning to St. Joseph. And I really love the story that you were sharing, Cale, about St. Teresa of Avila and how, you know, she had St. Joseph who had worked miracles in her life, and even the statement, and I forget exactly how it was phrased in that story, but basically, it doesn't matter what I've brought before St. Joseph, he's answered the prayer. And I had shared with Drew about our own son, our youngest son, his name is Joseph, and some of the miracles that we experienced with him, just because he had to go through some surgery right after he was born, and we saw such miraculous healings. But there have been other things where I've turned to St. Joseph. There was one weekend I was working before Thanksgiving a few years ago, and I got a call from my wife, and she said, "Hey, just letting you know, it's the Saturday before Thanksgiving, and our oven seems to have stopped working. And, you know, we've got a turkey that's starting to thaw in the fridge." And I'm thinking, oh, great, you know, here's all this planning that you're starting to think ahead towards this upcoming Thursday. And, you know, okay, how's this going to work out? Are we going to buy a new oven now? Is this oven, it's on the fridge, it's not working? Okay. And so I got in my pickup and started driving home, and I said, "Well, St. Joseph, I'll put it in your hands. If there's some way that you can make us kind of, you know, let our oven limp through Thanksgiving, maybe."
Yeah.
And sure enough, I got home and I said, "Well, let me just go downstairs and I'll flip the breaker really quick." And I did, and I turned it back on. Oven started up. No problems. It worked just fine. And that's one of those, it's such a minor little thing. But turning to St. Joseph, he really does answer those prayers when we ask for his help.
He really does. And I think he's already answered you know, our prayers for Relevant Radio in so many ways by all of you who have called in and made your donations. And honestly, I'm so touched by that. I'm so thankful that this program and all the other great programming on Relevant Radio has been a help to you in your spiritual journey. And I thank you for partnering with us and being part of the family. And, you know, one thing that St. Joseph was really, really good at was obviously detachment. You know, he followed God's will, was able to drop everything at a moment's notice and go to Egypt, even though he didn't have a job lined up there. He didn't know how he was going to protect the Holy Family and take care of them. But he did, because he knew that God was with him. And at Relevant Radio, a lot of times we've had to do that. You know, Father Rocky's had to do that and just kind of abandon everything into God's hands, knowing that if he really wants this to happen, he's going to provide the means. And so he's done that through you. All of you listening today, I really, really appreciate all the calls and the support that you're giving. And I want to give away all of those medallions right now, the ones that we have left. You know, I know that other people want them. I know Timory wants to give away some too. But really, we want to get rid of these because we want them in your hands so that you can experience the powerful intercession of St. Joseph in a fresh way, along with the prayer book. we're going to give you. If you make a donation of just a dollar a day for the year, 1-877-291-0123, or even quicker, even easier, on the Relevant Radio app and on relevantradio.com.
And we're down to just 1 minute left here. We're not going to be offering this thank you gift for your pledge of a dollar a day any other day this week. This is the last minute of the Cale Clark Show where you're going to be able to get this. So please, if this is something that you are able to make that pledge of a dollar a day, we would love to send this as our way of saying thank you for pledging to Relevant Radio. 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Make your pledge, join the family, and thank you so much.